Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, good evening, good evening. This is your host, Brother Elohim. I'm going to do a little quick assertion, and then we can continue with the call. As I walk the path of being honest and good, I will keep my mind focused on reaping what you sow. By doing this, I'll be walking the path of the enlightenment, and I will get what I want. Now, the question for every member of the society that you have to ask yourself is, what do you want? Okay? As you try to achieve what you want, it's society's responsibility to help you get what you want. Okay? Because if you're not getting what you want, what's the point? what's the point of the whole thing if you're not getting what you want? I don't know if Brother James, are you on the line? Okay, Brother James not on the line yet. If he was online, he couldn't speak anyway. I don't have all the mics open.
Yes,
okay,
sir.
We'll
Yes, sir.
Okay. No, I didn't have your mic open, so I meant to open up all the mics so people can just jump in when they get ready. I would like for you to read some of the minutes you took from the first meeting, if you can do that.
Okay. It's not the most professional in the world, but I'll give you what I got. Hold on 1 second.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. Okay, it was the creation of the society and building a foundation for it and, thinking about democracy and how we were going to give everybody an equal input into the society. And then we talked about the case laws for the trust fund, how everybody was going to study the case laws of the trust fund and trust funds so they can see how it's legal and how it better pertains to them and becoming independent through the society by, not having to go other places but within the society for things as food, money, or whatever you might need that you have to get from the outside world. And then that was the minutes that I had from the first meeting that we talked about it.
Okay, thank you very much. I appreciate that. any questions about the minutes? No hands are going up, so there's no question about the minutes. Okay. We're not going to ask for a roll call at this time, but when we do ask for a roll call, we would like for you to just give your first name. Don't give your full name over the net because this is global. So just give your first name or nickname, okay? Or you can just give the last four of your phone number, and that'll work too, okay? A couple of people I'm waiting for. We got, a few on the line, but there's a couple more waiting for that's a little late. I'd like for in the future, it can make the conference call on time. That way you can enjoy the full process of what's going on from the reading of the national anthem all the way through to the minute reading and to basically what's going on within the society. I'm having trouble with my phones. One phone that I normally use wouldn't charge. So go figure. So I have more than one line. So so we're using another line to run the show with, okay? Now, there's going to be little things happening. As the society go forward, Big Brother's going to be doing little things in your area, block calls, and you know how they do. But it's okay. We'll keep moving forward, keep doing what they're doing. And as your money comes in, I want to thank those who have sent money in. Your packages start going out on the 19th. That's when the machine's going to get here, on the 19th. At this time, you also have to excuse me. I'm just a little tired. It's been a really, really long day. I actually got up a little early. I got up at 2 o'clock this morning. So I've been running since 2 o'clock this morning. I had to cancel a couple of things this evening because of the radio show, So they're going to catch up with me at, I said 7, but schedule the show to go to 7:30 if we need it, okay? Now, for the time being, I'm going to chair the meeting until all the packages have been delivered. So once you get your package, okay, and you begin reading what's going on and know about the Constitution that's in the book and all that, then anybody can chair the meeting. All you have to do is express the fact that you want to do that, and you can chair the meeting because, like I said, I'm a trustee like everybody else, so we're all equal in this society, okay? Now, for those requesting to join, Just call this number, 215-758-1703. And if I don't answer and you get the machine, it'll say TCCA. And that's the True Uncle Church of Christ in the Law. And you just leave a message, okay? And I'll get back at you. If I don't know your number, I'll still get back at you, okay? You know, for the address to send your money to join, okay? So we're not doing applications because when you join a society, you're coming in as a new creature, okay? You're coming in brand new. Whatever we did in the past, whatever was going on yesterday, okay, we're not judging you for that. This is all brand new. What we're going to be judging you for is what you do from the time you sign up on. That's what we're going to be dealing with. So whatever you did prior to that, we're not even going to bring it up. We're not even going to ask you about it. You know what I'm saying? We just want to know what you're going to do from the time you sign up forward and begin getting information to do whatever you have to do, okay? Now remember that the payment that you send in is a one-time donation for the information that you're going to get. What we need, we're not going to collect dues and all that. We're not bloodsuckers, so we're not going to carry you through that. Anybody that wants to give a donation can give a donation if they want to. That's up to you, Zach, if you want to give a donation or something. Now, you got to remember, we're not part of the federal government. We're private, okay? So actually, we're our own society. So your donations, if you give a donation, it will not be tax deductible. Just want to make sure that you know that. And so you won't be looking at putting that down on your income tax to keep, to keep the government from taking so much of your taxes, you know. Now, while we're waiting for a 9-8 number, okay, we have to decide what city the society bank account should be in. Now, I don't know if you have any options or anything that you want to say about that. Those that are members, I'm thinking, because we're going to have three people signing the account. And I think we can't have three people from different cities, you know, signing on the account. So the account should be, this is just my opinion, the account should be, and the three signing members should be in the same city. So you can have access to the account. If you need something signed, that you can go ahead and sign something for the society if you need to do that, okay? Now, let's get down to the order of business. Do I have any comments so far? Okay, no comments so far. Okay. So now let's get down to the order of business. We spoke to decide this last week. Should a couple sign up as one, or should a person have a package for each tribe? I've given that a lot of thought based on the way the package is going to come to you. Now, keep in mind that I'm having a lot of trouble with these phones, okay? So I'm doing the best I can over here. The phone's not charging. I don't know what's going on with the phones. But if something should happen, it's going to be because of these crazy phones, okay? So that was supposed to be the first order of business. So yeah, from last week to this week to think about it. Those of you who have a comment, or those of you who are married, because once you get married, that's two separate tribes coming together as one, all right? Now, the packages that go out, they're specifically designed for each tribal member, okay, for your tribe. They're heirloom packages, so they're your name and all that stuff goes right on the book. And it's an heirloom package, something that you can send down from, you can pass on from generation to generation. Now, if something happens, right, and you're a couple, who gets the heirloom edition of the book? See? So that's why, in my mind, I'm thinking that, let me, so a few more callers just jumped in. Let me open up the mics, because I want all the mics open so you can jump in whenever you get ready, okay? Okay, now those who have pledged, all right, well, let's go back to the question at hand. Should a couple sign up as one person or two people? Should each tribe get a copy of the heirloom package that that's going to be passed down? Because if your wife's tribe, her parents, her brothers, her sisters, all that joined you when you got married. Your mother, your father, your brothers, your sisters, all that joined to her when she got married. So if the package has to be sent down the line for descendants, I'm thinking each tribe should have one. Now, if a couple can't afford to join with the $200, then they can join one at a time. One can join now, one can join later. And the advantage of that is that you both will be trustees, and because this is all about the children. So your children will get a bigger bonus when it comes down for the payouts to start happening, okay? And another thing we have to decide is what percentage of what the trustee earns or gets should automatically be designated to your beneficiaries, which are your children. But now you can give, we're just talking about a minimum amount, 5%, 10%, something like that there. But you can donate as much as you can give as much as you want to your children. You know, put in an account, put them in all or whatever. But the whole thing is that we want there to be a minimum amount, you know, so that we know that all of the beneficiaries have a trust account set up for them. That's what we're talking about. So your children will have a trust fund. wouldn't that be nice? Because, no, I didn't have no trust fund. But your children will have a trust fund. And a guaranteed minimum from what you get will go into your trust fund, right? So those are the questions that's on the board. And the mics are open, so you can just jump in if you have something to say. Now, those who are pledged, right? Now, if the members who have already sent their money in, right? This is up for you to decide as well. If you have an objection to it, just... you know, you can just speak up and say so now. But those who are pledged, thinking we allow them to take to participate in what's going on, you know. I'm thinking maybe we can do that until January, you know. That's when I know all of the money will become in. And then we can separate the show for members only. And we can have meetings for members only and meeting for people that are pledged and haven't sent their money in, and new people that want to ask questions about it. So what I'm thinking about doing is, because we have the Sunday show, so come January, I'm thinking we can just switch the Sunday show to be about the society and everything that we're talking about and what we're doing. Now, another thing that we have to do that I'm waiting for some kind of response to is now you can respond to anything that I'm saying, okay? Another thing that we have to respond to is, let me go down my list here. Okay, we already talked about the bank account and all that, but there's things that we have to make decisions on as a society, and we have to. Last week, I think we mentioned, what I mentioned was everybody put together some kind of proposal as to the best way that society can make money for the trustees, which is yourself. You know what I mean? This is not like a church. Now, there's a spiritual component, but this is not like a church. Any whatever your religious philosophy is, you know, you don't have to change none of that to be a part of the society. Okay, I just want that to be known. And now, you know, as a society is beginning to develop, people are going to bite you. They're going to be saying things. They're going to be, negative stuff will come out. That's how they do. I think what the revolutionaries call it, quote, pro tell, somehow I don't pronounce it too right, where they send people in to disrupt what you're doing and to screw things up. Now, remember, this phone, my phones are acting kind of stupid. the one phone that I normally use, it wouldn't even take the number. I had to switch to another backup phone to make this broadcast happen, okay? I don't know if Malika, are you on the line yet? Because she's supposed to be our secretary for the nation. She's not on the line yet. Okay. I don't really recognize the numbers and stuff, you know. So I do have the numbers written down, but I don't recognize different people's numbers like that. So I have to ask you if you're here, if you're on the line or something like that, then you can answer me back, okay? Now, I think I've laid out what we need to be talking about, okay? Now, those people who are here and your mics are open, do you have any comments based on what we said already, based on what we talked about? And then you can answer me if you have a chance to put the proposal together for what you think we might make money. Oh, and the other thing that we talked about, too, was that we need a secure line of communication so that we can talk to each other, right? Now, if you have any ideas, now would be the time. You can speak up. And let's just press 1. Your mics are open so that you can just talk, okay? All right, nobody's talking, so it's okay. It's okay, I understand.
I have one question. Hello, can anybody hear me? Yeah, this is Jim. I have one question. In the package, are we going to get some types of rules and regulations or something concerning the new society? Is that something that's within the package that we'll be receiving?
Well, one of the things that I was going to do was actually read their indenture agreement again, and that way it will tell you exactly what's going on, because in the book it's 300 pages. Rules, regulations, there's everything in there. And nothing is written in stone. So once you get everything, you get all the information in, you'll be able to, if society want to change anything, you can, because nothing is written in stone. But the if we change something, we definitely have to date it and mark it down and all that, because everything that you're getting has been copywritten, has been copywritten and notarized. So any changes that I made, we have to literally mark the date and time. Like when they make a change to the Constitution, we have to make it the date and time of everything that we've changed, okay? But the Tyrannical Scripture Complete Volume is 300 pages. So you have a lot of stuff in there. You have constitutions in there. You have, I think next week, what I'll do next week, is I'll open up the book and go through the what's in the book, what you're going to be getting. I won't be reading what's in the book. But like I say, it's well, the book's copywritten. Okay, and the book is set up for the society. So the society that actually owns the book and is in control of the book, okay? Nothing happens through that book or with that book, all right, unless the society says so. Now, me being a grantor, right, and a trustee, I'll be working with everybody as a trustee. So you won't have a crutch. That's the beauty about the society. There's nobody to lead you around to tell you what you do. You got to, whatever you want out of life, you know what I mean? You got to step up and lead yourself, and we will help you get what you want. But you have to, so many of us don't really know what we want, you know? And that's part of the way you've been raised in a society. Okay. If you hold on for a minute, I'll bring up the...
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay. I'll bring up the trust indenture. Now, this is very important because if anything happens and we go to court, if you've been checking out Yusef L's webinar, which I sent everybody text to get to, and if you didn't get a text, if you're on the line and somebody invited you and you don't and you didn't get a link, then you can go to Yusef L on YouTube, Common Law Trust. It's webinar one. It's one of 22, but I only want everybody just to read the first one, because once you sign up, you get a complete book on trust that you can study and learn for yourself, because each person have to learn to teach themselves, and this is what's going on. We always run around looking for somebody, you know, but you have to learn how to teach yourself. It's like when you go in a library, you know, all the books in the library, it's just that you need to find out where the ones are that you want and get information that you need rather than try to read every book in the library, you know, although some people got it like that, but I'm not one of them. So it's that's what we do. We send you to where you can get what you need. Trust agreement for Elohim and five tribes. I'm going to read the indenture agreement, okay? Trust agreement for Elohim and five tribes of the constellation Elohim. I hereby establish a trust called Elohim five tribes of the constellation Elohim, commonly known as Orion, in the Milky Way galaxy for the express purpose of governance, according to the Tyrannical Scriptures complete volume. This book will be kept in trust and will be the sole ownership of the Elohim five tribes of constellation Elohim in the Milky Way galaxy. It is the express wish. Okay, hold on. Let me scroll up over here. I got three laptops open, and plus I'm holding my phone in my hand. It is the express wish that all monetary gains from the distribution of the book, Tyrannical Scriptures Complete Volume, will be shared by all its trustees equally. All members must agree to follow the rules and governance according to the rules set forth by the Tyrannical Scriptures Complete Volume. It is understood by the trust that each human has a spirit or incorporeal energy within. It is that energy that we call God or Elohim. With that understanding, every human is Elohim or God according to the Bible, Psalms 82. Okay? We are all gods. All right? All members will be trustees and beneficiaries of the Elohim Five Tribes Society. let me see here. Let me scroll down some more. Upon becoming a member, no trustee or beneficiary will be held liable for any agreement or contract signed by the trust. Now that's very important. I mean, as a trustee of a society, let's say we set something up and it don't go right, they can't sue you. They have to sue the trust. Follow what I'm saying? Because you're not liable for the actions of the trust. And it has to be in, this is one of the most important things that have to be in there. So if anything happens, like we buy a car and something go crazy with the car or something like that there, they can't come at you for anything, you or the beneficiary. They can only come at the trust. Okay, all decisions will be voted by the full trust, and a majority rule of more than 50% will make the decision law. Any trustees that are not present when the vote is taken will have the right to appeal the decision, okay? The process of joining starts on the date that your $100 money order is received. Upon joining, you'll receive a classified book, Tyrannical Scriptures Complete Volume, which is not to be sold, okay? Which is not, wait a minute. Oh, upon joining, you receive the classified book, Tyrannical Scriptures Complete Volume, which is not to be sold to the public. Also, you receive upon joining. Now, I'm going to list all the things that you're going to get. Now, a lot of organizations, when you join, you know, you just say a couple of words and you end. You don't hardly get nothing, and they just start snatching your money up, okay? But what you're going to get is way more than what your donation is to the society, okay? The first thing you're going to get, you're going to get an introduction CD. You're going to get a CD, How to Meditate. That's very important, okay? There's a relaxation that goes with the meditation process. Okay, we want to teach you how to relax your body so that you can meditate better, and then you're going to get a meditation CD of music that's designed to hit. Once you get into the meditation, you'll learn how to listen to the music, not with your ears, but with your chakras. The CD is especially designed to enhance your pituitary gland and your pineal gland, because them two working together will activate your kundalini, and that energy, you'd be surprised at the energy you will have. There's a lot more to it, to the CD than that. I should get into all of that, but I will get into most of it. Let me finish going down what you're going to get when you send your donation in, okay? You're going to get a CD on who you are. You're going to get a CD on hatred. You're going to get a CD on writing and justice. You're going to get an orientation folder. You're going to get a book of departments, okay? And if those of you who have companies and don't know how to set up large companies where you know how to set your departments up, how to run the departments and all that, that's what the department books are designed to, that's what the book of departments is designed to help you do. This is society to help you become large in your own right, all right? We don't want you dependent on a crutch all the time. We don't want you to, I think somebody asked me about, will there be leaders? Everybody in the society will literally become a leader, okay? We want you to lead yourself into your success without trying to depend on a crutch. You know what I'm saying? Well, I don't know what to do. Let's go ask this person. Let's go ask that person. But once you get into the book, everything that you need to be successful as an individual is in the book, okay? I'm going to open up some of these mics here because that's what's slowing things down. These numbers are popping in here, and I want to make sure the mics are open so that, okay, now your mics are open, so anybody can jump in whenever you want to. Normally you have to press 1, but I'm just opening up all the mics so that you can jump in whenever you get ready, okay? Now you're going to get, listen a minute, the book on departments. You're going to get a book on trust. See, that's why when I sent you the link, I only want you to watch the first webinar from Yusef L. Because he does such a good job, you know what I mean, of explaining how to run a trust. Because that's what you're going to need to know. You're going to need to know how to run a trust. And once you really get into trust, I think that you're going to be setting up some trust for yourself personally, for your family, your birth certificate, all that stuff. And you'll see how important the trust is, because this society is literally, the American society is run as a trust. The Constitution is a trust. And the people, the congressmen and all that, they're literally trustees. And the trust is set up. Okay, the indenture agreement, which is what I'm reading now, is set up so that the trust is based on the Constitution, and they have to follow the Constitution. So this trust is based on the book, and you have to follow the book. Now, nothing is written in stone because the society belongs to you. And I know you get tired of being in different groups and organizations, but you just can't seem to get nothing done. Because you always got some knucklehead like Mitch McConnell up there blocking this and trying to show his power or whatever, her power. And a lot of times the power goes to people's head. And we have a lot of fighting and backbiting because I don't care who you are, there's always somebody who thinks they can do a better job than you. Okay, if you the head or leader or something. So the leaders always got to watch their back for the little guys backbite them, trying to find out little things against them, you know, and stuff like that there. So this is why this is set up the way it is. Okay, now you're going to get a complete book on trust. So the book that you're going to get will tell you everything you need to know about trust. So all you need is the one webinar from Yusef L. Okay, he does such a really good job. That's why I picked him. to give you the first ideas or the first thought process about the trust. So we're not here to teach you. We're here to show you where the information is so that you can teach yourself. You have to learn to teach yourself. You have to be your own leader. You can't all your life be looking for a crutch, because you got people out there who are looking for people that's looking for a crutch. You know, look at all these organizations out here, you know, and the people that's looking for the people that's looking for a crutch, they do very well, you know, because they get all the money is coming to them, and they don't have to share none of it. Okay. Well, they do have to share some of them, but, you know, if you check these church guys out, man, they live in a $5 million house. How are the people still sleeping on the street? Okay, now, another thing that you're going to get, you're going to get ordained minister papers. Now, what's that? What is that for? We're not looking to make ministers out of you, but it's for your own protection. Because if you have minister papers, when they come with that vaccine and you tell them that you don't want to take it, you can be a religious, conscientious objector, so they can't force you to do anything. If it goes against your religion, and you are a minister, once you join this, you are a minister, so you can do that. You know, that was the problem that Muhammad Ali was having about going in the service. He said, "Man, I'm over there fighting my cousin. I'm a conscientious objector because my religion forbids me to go over there and shoot my cousin." You know. Anyhow, that's what helped him win in court. So you have some leeway, you know, when you get your minister's papers, okay? That's what it's for. Those of you who want to be a minister, well, you can. There's information in the book to help you do that as well, okay? Now, you're going to also get a gold certificate, all right? We're going to take part of the money that you sent in, and we're going to give you a gold certificate, a $10 gold certificate that's redeemable upon demand. Now, the gold certificate is actual money. That's what it is. It's going to be stamped. You know, it's going to have my corporate stamp on it and all that. So it will be stamped. And so it will be, and if somebody gets that certificate, they can turn it in and get paid. That's what I'm saying. So it's money, so you have to keep it in a safe place. I know it's only $10, but this is the beginning, all right, to let you know that as a society, we can have our own money. You know, I'm with Carabars, so I got gold to back up whatever's going on. You know, that's why I decided to do that. So you can have the certificate based on gold. Some of us don't even deal with gold. Now, remember, the mics are open, so you can just jump in whenever you get ready, okay? I'm just going down the trust indenture here, all right? Now the membership, we'll also guarantee you membership and the money-making venture that we've set up, okay? Once again, it's Monica, are you on the line? Okay, I don't recognize the numbers. That's what I have to ask. It's, you know, all these numbers are free. I don't know who's who, what's what. Okay. Now, the we also log you in with a money making venture. I'm a little tired. Money making venture. Now, what that is, you can put in whatever you want, and in 1 year, you're guaranteed 100% profit. You put in $10, and 1 year you get $10. You get your $10 plus $10 back. You put in $1,000, and 1 year you get $1,000 back and 100% on that. If you put in $500,000, then you'll get your $500,000 back and plus $500,000 profit in 1 year. That's the money making adventure, and you can put in as much as you want. It's up to you, and all money is guaranteed. Okay, all money is guaranteed by the society. All right. Now, now this is why you were supposed to be submitting some type of proposals today on how we're going to make money for the society, all right? Because we're not going to be collecting dues, so we're not bloodsuckers. So we don't want your dues. We have to come up with ways to put money in the society members' pockets. Now, when I'm saying we, I'm really talking about each individual. Have to start thinking of different ways that we can vote on that will put money in the individual's pockets so that the beneficiaries, which is your children, will have a trust fund. Right. How many of your children on the line have a trust fund? I think none of you do. You know what I'm saying? But you want your beneficiary to have a trust fund that they can rely on for their children and their children's children for the generations to come. All right? Because this is going to constantly build and build and build. The longer you're in, the more money you're going to be worth, and the more help you will have for your individual desires. That's what this is about. We're talking about the I use the we, but I mostly focus on the I. And that's what you should be saying. What am I going to get out of this? How is this going to help my children? Once it helps your children, then you say, how is it going to help my entire diaspora? Might be 700-800 of you out there in that particular tribe. And then you have to ask yourself, how is it going to help the all of humanity? Because as God, your responsibility is 6-something billion people on this planet. And you have to make up some kind of plan to take care of these people, like they're doing right now. Somebody got something to say? Just jump in. It's okay. Okay. Well, if you don't have nothing to say, you might have to mute your mic then so that the noise won't bleed through. Okay, but just jump in. You can interrupt me anytime. Just jump in with a question about what you have to say. It's okay. Okay? You got to remember, there's no big mucky muck here. Everybody has equal power. One vote. And you know how powerful that vote is. We just fired the president of the United States with the vote. You got to love it. Okay. Anyway, let me keep going. Okay. Let me scroll down here a little bit more. Now, as far as, the society does not collect dues. This is in your indenture. It's part of your indenture agreement. So if you go to court, this is what the judge is going to be reading. He's going to read your indenture agreement. Then it's going to take him into the book, which is 300 pages. And this is what's going on, okay? Now, the main thing that you have to have, even if you set up trust for yourself, once you get into trust, is that you have to have this in your indenture agreement that the society, that the trustees and the beneficiaries are not liable, you know what I mean, for what goes on in the for anything that society does. We're not liable. The trustees and the beneficiaries cannot be sued on what the trust does. So y'all make up all the stuff that you want to do. Let's say we buy a car and we sell a car and somebody don't like the car. They want to sue us about the car. They can't sue you. They have to sue the trust. See what I'm saying? So whatever you have personally is safe. Whatever you own is safe. They can't come after you, okay? But you have to follow the indenture and follow what's going on in the book once you get it, once you send your money in, okay? Now, remember that the society, okay, is not responsible for whatever you're doing publicly out there on your own. The society is not responsible for that. So if you go out here and screw something up or rob something, that don't fall back on the society. That falls back on you, okay? Whatever you're doing privately out there for yourself without the backing of the trust, all right, and whatever happens to that, we're not responsible for that. Now, if you have a lot of bills and stuff like that that you're accumulating, well, the society's not responsible for that. We're not responsible for your water bill and all that. See, more callers are jumping in. The mics are open, so you can ask the question. Let me open up some more mics here. Just hold on for a minute. I'm trying to get this thing working. Okay. All right. Now, remember, all of your mics are open. Everybody's on the line. So you can just jump in. I'm finished reading the agreement. Okay. It is apparent that the list, any member that wants a list of the trustees and beneficiary, all you have to do is ask, and we're going to give you a list. But you have to remember that the list is not to be made public under no circumstances. Just remember that we're working in the private sector. So as a member and you have a list of the trustees and the beneficiaries, that's very private. That's very powerful information for the trust. Okay. Now, if you change your mind, you don't want to give any all the members, only certain members of the total list and stuff like that. That's up to you. We can make those decisions. We can change anything I'm saying right now, except for the fact, the only thing that I don't want you to change, well, the only thing that you can change is that the trustees and beneficiaries are not liable for the assets of the trust. Now, when you sign your name on something that the trust is doing, you have to sign for the trust. If you don't sign for the trust, then that will make you liable for that, whatever you sign for, if you're doing it for the trust. Okay? Now, any questions, any comments? Now, we last week, we were supposed to be coming up with ways so that we can communicate privately rather than use Block Talk. This is going global, if I'm what I'm saying. And when you do call in, and when you do have something to say, right, well, you can just jump in. You can use your last four digits of your phone number, or you can use a first name or a nickname. Don't throw your full name out there. You have to start getting used to thinking about security. Although at this particular point, that's no big deal. But you have to start thinking about it now, okay? Because this society is going to be huge, and my whole family is going to be in it. I'm telling you, so this society is going to be pretty huge. And so we have to start doing certain practices now so that we can get used to thinking security-minded, thinking not putting so much information out, especially on that Facebook. The stuff that the government used to pay for, they're getting it for free off Facebook, you know? It's just unbelievable. So now we have the reading of the minutes. All right, and I would wish that you would call in on time because you missed very important parts of the meeting. Okay, now one thing that I need your comment on is that we have people that are pledging that aren't members yet, and I kind of want them to participate in what we're doing all the way up until January, if that's okay. Now, if anybody have any problem with that, now the time, speak up, okay, and let us know, you know, if you agree, disagree, or whatever, all right? So far, nobody's speaking up. It's okay, but that's okay, too, all right? I know you're here. I can see everybody's on the line, so I know you're here, okay? Now, now anybody that didn't get the link to Yusef L, all right, you can say so now, and I will send you the link. Better still, like, you can just go to YouTube and look up Yusef L, all right? And you can start reading about how to manage trust, okay, until you get your package. Once you get your package, you have a full book on it, all right? Okay, that's basically a ditch agreement. And you know, the book is 300 pages, so I went from an hour to an hour and a half because the last time we didn't have enough time to discuss everything. And now what we need mostly now is ideas of how we can communicate privately, okay? What can we set up to communicate privately where we can control what's going on? Is anybody on the line that have an idea now about that?
Hi, peace, everyone. This is Sister Malika.
Malika, okay. I was just asking about you.
How are you? I know.
Well, I'm doing this one.
Good. I had this. It's a app. It's called Band, BAND. I don't know if anyone is familiar with it or know about it. I'm new to it because actually my daughter's drill team, they use it. We use it to communicate. It is pretty secure. I went to do some. I just went into it a little bit more than what I'm used to, just the messaging back and forth with the parents and so on and so forth. And they have a nice setup where you can basically create, inform whatever you want to. As I go to it now, it's BAND. And, of course, you would download it, and you can start working off. We can start working. You create a band. I don't know. I mean, you can name it, create a team or a tribe or something of that sort. I'm sure, you know, it's just their name. It's called, it's a band, B-A-N-D. And, you know, they, it's I don't know, it's very useful for the group. I think it's not out there like that. I've never heard of it. I don't know too many people that are using it, but it does, you can do a lot. I'm just looking for some of the things you can do. Let me just see. I know you can post, of course you post things, you can chat, you can, you know, send messages instantly, you know, just like messaging or anything like that. But to me, this seems to be a lot more secure. And it's you know, I like it. I like it first time using. Easy to use. It gives you all the basic things, 10 tips for beginners, just join, ban, and want to run down on the basics of, you know, they're going to continue to refer to it as ban. Because how to create a folder, you know, it tell you, it gives you like a step by create your PTA band, you know, like you know, it's geared around like I guess groups, teams, bands, tribes, societies, however, whichever way you want to do it, but it's excellent. You know, it's excellent. It's been, it seems to work. It seems, you know, to work really well. So if anybody is interested or how, you know, your thoughts on it, you know, let me know. And we can see what we can, like, collaborate virtually. You can just about, you can do just about anything on this particular app, particular, you know, app. How to invite members, you know, it's just like how to add a co-admin or assign a new admin. You know, it works for, like, work as well, organized meetings and activities virtually. You know, we'll be hosting virtual meetings, classrooms, or teams, bonding activities, this back-to-school season. You know, just different things like back. You know, you could just do just about a lot. You can do a lot of things on this one, so. That's
well,
about
okay.
it.
Okay, well, that sounds really good. So if for us to check it out, would you have to, what, would just go to ban or something? Or
You do ban, you want to go to the, you know, ban.com, or you can go to your app store and download ban. And then, you know, that's where you'll get to see. Yeah, and then there has to be an administrator, of course, to invite people in, you know, because you just and then you get perks. You get, like, they give you things. If you have 10 or more members, you get, like, 10 water bottles or something like that. Like, I think it's excellent if you – but the administrator would do that, you know, 10 immediate essential tips for intermediates, you know, people starting a group call, you know, things like that. They, it's all of that is on here.
Okay, that sounds pretty good. Does anybody else have any ideas?
Oh,
I
believe I had the band downloaded also. My son is a part of the band at high school, so I had that app.
Okay. How did you like it?
I didn't really get to use it that much. My wife used it most of the time, but it's like instant. Anytime they need to communicate with each other, the band instructor is just instant, goes to everybody.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yep, it goes to everybody. Yep, that's in the group. Yep. Mm-hmm.
Right. I didn't get a chance to use it that indefinitely yet, but I'll look at it more to see what else it can do. But yeah, I just wanted to say that I have that app.
Okay. Are you familiar? I'm happy somebody's familiar with it.
Yeah, I have no idea what it is myself. But I do have an idea myself. I've been researching how Clinton, how the Clintons and the Trump children and all that, how they are communicating securely with their people around the country, and I find out that they're using a service. So you can take a server and have that go into your website, whereas people have to have a certain when you log into certain things, you have to have a certain thing to get in, and that's how the servers work. In fact, certain servers even give your members an IP address, their own personal IP address, so that the server will know who's calling and who can get in, and you have to have a code to get in and all that. So this is how they're doing it. Now, they did have a cheap server on the market, but I'm not familiar with servers, although I was going to try to build one a while ago. So I bought one. I did some research on this cloud thing because I deleted it from my laptop, the cloud, because I thought it was just something that Google was bringing everybody's information into a cloud, and you got to go to Google to get your information out. But Google will have everything, but it's not like that. It's a virtual it's what they call a virtual it's a virtual program. So, but you can individually have your own virtual program that you let in, people do let in. So I just got it. I'm experimenting with it now, but they use servers. And so I don't know who's computer literate out here, because I know I'm not. But if you want to check out the servers and see how they work, see how secure they are, it would be nice if somebody else did a little research on those servers. And so we got two thought processes. We got the servers and we got the band. And I think we might need to use both. If the band, platform, do they record the conversations that you're having?
I don't know. I don't know if they record them. I really, for some reason, I don't feel that they do. Like, I would have to, I don't feel, that's just me, a feeling. Just looking at the different, input and output information that's being put on this site. It's just so, like, to me, it's one of the, I don't want to say pure, but it's just I like it, again, because easy to use. You know, it's not kid friendly, but children are somewhere involved in this, but they're not involved. You know what I mean? They're on the outskirts of it all. But it's, teachers, it's a wholesome, healthy site. It's no nonsense is my whole point. Like Facebook is all of this chitter chatter, or different sites like that, or you get the explicit this, explicit that. Not only Facebook, Instagram, and other sites that you might run across where things are allowed, and of course if it almost gives someone a reason to monitor. Here, I don't find that. I don't find I find that this is like one of the most kid-friendliest sites, but you can get business. You can get work done, take care of business. You know what I mean? So that's what I like about it. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Wow. Okay. Well, I'm definitely going to put my ear to the ground on that one and see what's going on with it, because we need a more secure way to hold our conferences other than Blog Talk, because we're in the private sector. But now we have 1 minute before the hour is up. But I added another half an hour because last week we didn't just seem to have enough time. So it was okay with everybody that we go another half an hour. Any comments? Okay, not okay.
Oh, fine. So, I said it. I had my phone on mute, yes.
Okay. I got quite a few callers on the line, but those that don't want to say anything, that's fine too. But I know you're there. Mm-hmm. I know you're listening. And I appreciate that you're calling in and that you're listening to what we're doing and how the society is beginning to function, and that things are really, it's so easy because there's no big mucky muck here. There's nobody to say, there's nobody to block what you're doing. There's nobody to argue with because they, you know, they feel as though their decision is the one we're supposed to be having, you know. Everything is voted on by the society, okay? And when we vote, once we call in and vote, how the vote is taken, we're going to use the last four digits of your phone number for the time being when you cast your vote, all right? So, and then we need you to come up with the, because we're going to be asking for a roll call soon. So we're going to need a nickname, all right, or your first name. Don't put your whole name out here on this right now. Just give us your nickname or your first name or the last four of your phone, last four digits of your phone number, because that's the same until you change your number. And you'll be able to vote on the different issues and stuff, okay? Now, it's majority rule. It's just right now that's how we can work majority rule. So, and now I didn't come up with a quorum that a minimum of that you need to vote with. So that's something that you can think about, okay? And also you're supposed to be thinking about what city that we're going to put the bank account in once the 98 number comes, because right now IRS is shut down because of coronavirus. So there's a waiting list to get 98 numbers. So we need to think, and we talked about this earlier, some of you come in a little late here. We need at least three signatures. You can put more signatures than that on the account. So y'all have to decide. I think a minimum of three signatures, and y'all have to decide exactly how many signatures you want on the account. And I think the people should be in the same state, you know? I think the people should be in the same state when we open up the account. So I think we can wait on that a little bit and deal with see if we have three or four members in the same state, because right now we're all over the country, okay, based on the numbers that's come on them, we're all over the country. So we can wait a little bit to make a decision on that. The most important thing was that, you were supposed to try to come up with a proposal for the society to make money, all right? Now, anybody have any ideas on what the society can do to make money for the trustees? Which would be yourself, you know? Anybody have any ideas on that right now? Okay.
Fundraisers, I would say. I would say some fundraisers. This is Sister Malika again. Merchandise. If whoever have, you know, merchandise, they could, offer a percentage.
Okay.
To, you know, the society. Food sales, you know, people always wanting to eat, you know, always wanting to, buy food, you know, or, like I said, any other merchandise. Brother Elohim, what about the pies? I don't know if that's show. We could also do a show, you know, like host like some sort of gala.
Okay.
Or like, have like a, put together a nice show, include, you know, have a rent a hall or something of that nature, and then, you know, come up with some ideas to put on a really, really nice show and, you know, and invite people and money from the sales of the show and things that's being sold. You know, the society will get a portion of that as well. So,
okay.
Those are my three ideas.
Well, I am an entertainer, you know, and I've did shows, Spectrum and all those different places with Teddy Pendergrass and some of the other guys, you know, so we can put on some shows of that magnitude if you want. Also, we can put on smaller shows because I do have a CD on the market and it's doing pretty good. I think you have an entertainer in your family, you know.
Absolutely, yeah. For the children, we can do that, yeah. We can invite kids, children included, involved, yep.
Right, and so we can do that as well.
Uh-huh.
And also what I was thinking, too, is that we can start flipping houses right away, you know. Through sheriff sale, foreclosure, we can pick up houses for $10,000-$15,000. Do a little cosmetic work to them, dump them on the market for $50,000-$60,000, and that'll be a nice little profit to come back to the society, you know. We can do that too. What else can we do? Well, that's all I can think of right now that we can do right now at this particular moment that we can do, you know, dealing with the property. And when you talked, you mentioned the pies. It wasn't my intention to have people pushing pies. You know, I wasn't trying to make pie salesmen. I was just trying to give them a way to speak. It's a communication thing, you know. I have these bean pies. You know, would you like to taste one or something like that? There, you know, and then it's a way to open the door to have communication with people that you think might be good for the society, you know? And it's a way to communicate every week, you know? And then, like, we're going to deal with, once the society grows, and we're going to use that methodology to generate money for the society. One sister was on talking about she made cookies. You know, people make sweet potato pies. They make cakes, you know? So we can do that where we're shipping cakes and pies all over the country to different members. So yeah, so that can be an avenue to pick up some revenue like that too. And then we have clothes. I know that Brother Siddiqui, he makes clothes. We have flags. He makes flags and stuff like it there. So there's an avenue for sales in the society, you know. And so that would be a good way to produce some money for the society, for the. When I say for the society, I'm talking about for the trustees. And since we're all trustees, we're talking about making money for ourselves. That's basically what I'm talking about. Because this is about the I. I mean, the bloodsuckers, they like the we, you know. But me, I like the I. What's in it for me, my children, my tribe, and then I can worry about everybody else. You know what I mean? But let's get me situated first. And that's one thing I want everybody to really think about. What do you want? And how best can a society help you get what you want? But you have to spearhead it. Each person has to be their own leader. You got to get out of that crutch mentality. You don't need nobody to hold you by the hand to take you across the street. When you get to a certain age, you're supposed to know how to cross the street. You don't, like Miles Mabley say, don't watch the lights, watch the cars. The lights ain't never hit nobody. You know what I mean? So I'm just saying you have to be your own leader. And that's what this is about. We have to change the paradigm of the way we've been doing things. Because if we keep following the same old hierarchy systems, we're not going to get the kind of power that we need quickly enough to do what we have to do. A lot of them say that the leadership system is quicker because you have one person making the decisions. But that one person can screw up so much, you know. And that's what I was saying on the radio Sunday about the people that didn't vote. Through the vote, we fire the president. Now, those that don't vote, what would you do to a guy like Donald Trump that's screwing up our lives? See, there's nothing you can do about it. You know, you can talk about him. You know, well, if you got enough money, you can send a hitman after him, but... You know, nobody got that kind of. Well, I can't say that because there's lots of cash in the black community. But I'm just saying, you have power, and we have to learn how to use that power. Okay, now we develop in a society, so that means that you're going to have the power of people behind you because that's where the real power is. The power is people coming together to work together for a common good. What's that common good? How to make each other rich. Well, not rich, but how to make sure that each other is well taken care of, you know? Making sure that nobody in our society is sleeping in the street. Nobody in our society is going hungry, you know? Everybody in our society has some place to stay, you know? I've helped people that didn't have nowhere to go, you know. You know, it's a little tricky like that because everybody got problems, Now, this is something that we can talk about. When a person comes into the society, they're a new creature. Whatever they did yesterday, whatever was in their past, we just leave that alone. Don't even bring it up. And we just deal with what they're going to do from today forward, because that's what's really going to count, you know, how they're going to act in the society. Now, there are actually, there is one drawback to everything that I'm beginning to see. There's no punishment, okay? There's a thought process for punishment, but there's no punishment on record for people that do things that goes against the society, that are society members. That's something that you need to think about, too. I think I'm thinking that the punishment is in the act. Whatever you do, then that's going to be your punishment. You know what I mean? But that's just one thought. So we have to come up. That's another thought that we can think about next week. Malika, are you taking minutes today? You're still there? I know you got the phone muted. It might take a minute to get back in. Monica, are you taking minutes today? Okay. No, I'm not getting an answer over there. So let me, I hope she's still, yeah, she's still on the line, I think. I don't recognize all the numbers and stuff, but okay. Because we read the minutes earlier, and I would like those who are calling in to actually calling on time so that you can get the benefit of the full show, okay? Now, we got about 18 more minutes. So do anybody have any comments or anything to say about today's meeting, how it was conducted, and anything that might have been left out that might be important?
The only thing I just would like to reiterate is that we still, you know, waiting for our package or something so we can have a little bit more structure. You know, we just need something to have the structure with. Yep.
Right. Well, the machine comes in on the 19th, so everything starts to go out on the 19th. So your package will be in the mail on the 19th. You know, once the machine gets here. Okay, that's all I'm waiting on. And so everything else is done. For those that have sent their money in already, their heirloom packages is already done. Okay. I do have one of my confidants on the line. Let me put him on the hot seat for a minute. 1927. Do you have a comment or a question about anything?
Brother Elohim, thank you for the opportunity. This is Brother Mac. I'm listening and trying to figure out how to overcome our training that involved leadership always. I'm thinking, how do we overcome that and be able to operate independently, yet working as a society? And so that's in my computer, my head, I should say. We have a mountain to climb in learning a new behavior, or learning to do an old behavior a new way, without the alarm clock and somebody saying, "All right, you've only got 5 minutes. You're gonna miss your transportation," or your boss told you if you're late again this week, you're gonna get laid off. But can you speak on how we might? I guess we have already begun to think of the process of becoming independent, yet individually, and yet work as a society. Can you speak on that a little bit?
Well, the thought process is not that hard. Instead of you having to fix in your mind that you're supposed to rule somebody, that you're supposed to lead somebody else, mm-hmm. you're just flipping in terms of leading yourself. And if as far as the one scenario you mentioned about the job, it should be written up in the rules. If you're 10 minutes late too many times, this is what happens. If you did, so, you know, and if you don't have a wherewithal to be at work on time, it's telling you what's going on. See what I'm saying? Those are people that need a crutch. And they're going to have to get more excited about the job, about how bad they need that job. If they need that job, they will get up and be there on time, you know? And even a lot of times when you have somebody telling them, you got 5 minutes, come on, you got to get it. A lot of times they still be late. They're just not excited about what they're doing or where they're going. So the leadership factor don't always mean that the person is going to do what the leader is pushing them to do. You know what I'm saying? That's why we have so much trouble. That's why we have so much trouble now with the political system. Because even though the politicians are telling you, you know, the people still aren't responding like they're supposed to. So the paradigm, the thought process has to change. And that's what's going on right now. We're beginning to change the thought process. So we've already begun, you know, and I think that's what it's going to take. And like I said, I keep saying process because it is a process. You know, you're so used to walking with a crutch. Somebody take the crutch from you, you're going to say, wait a minute, man. I'm going to fall without right. that whip on right. top of me saying, do this, do this. So it is a process, and it's going to take time, okay? And I think we'll be able to get it done, okay? In my mind, because we need this. And without this society, this new paradigm coming in, I don't see no real future for the country or the planet. That's just my opinion, you know? Because we literally have to turn power over to the people, okay? Now, I see a couple of calls have dropped out. So this hour and a half might be too long. I wish they'd have spoke up and say something. We could have just done 15 more minutes or whatever, but it's okay. right now, while I have those that are on the line, is the hour and a half format good or bad? Do you want to keep the hour and a half or you just want to keep it down to an hour?
I think an hour is probably good enough until it changes.
Okay. Anybody else? Any other comments about the hour or the hour and a half? Because right now we've been on here for an hour and 45 minutes. No, we've been on here for an hour and 15 minutes. 17 minutes. Hour and 19 minutes. That's how long we've been on the air so far. So if an hour is good, then next Monday we'll cut it back to an hour. If you want to keep the hour and a half, speak up. Say something. Okay? Okay, so next week we're going to cut it back to an hour. And we're going to talk for an hour next week. I mean, it's easier for me. I'm actually exhausted. But since the first last week, we seem to need it more than an hour. That's why I added an extra hour. Now, those of you who have pledged and have not sent your money in, we're allowing you to participate, you know, as with the other members. Somebody got something to say? Okay. All right. So with that, we have about 10 minutes left. And we've talked about everything that talked about a couple of things that we needed to talk about. I'm trying to make sure that we actually covered everything that I wanted to cover today. Hold on. Dues. Okay. I pretty much covered everything. I just wanted to let you know too that any donations you send in, you will not be able to deduct them off your income tax. Okay, because we're not built like that. All right. excuse me. It's been a long day for me. I actually got up a little early today. I got up at 2 o'clock this morning, and I've been running since 2 o'clock trying to get everything together here. It's quite a workload. It's going to slow down. I have a couple people coming in as of tomorrow to help me out with the books and all that kind of stuff that we're doing, you know. So it's the beginning. Thank you very much, 1927, for your comments. We appreciate it. Okay. Any other comments? Any other questions? Anything you want to say? Okay. Your mic is open.
Having chimed in half an hour after the show had started, I'd find it beneficial if you would give a brief summary of how to pledge and buy in.
I did that. I'll do it again. What you need to do is just call 215-758-1703. Call that number, and you will get that will be the TCCA. And if it's not me, somebody will tell you what you need to do to where to send your your money order. No cash, no cash apps, no checks. It has to be a money order. And as you read as you go through your trust agreements and stuff, you'll see why we use the money order. It'll become pretty plain. But that's how you buy in. That's how you get in to get all of the stuff that we're offering you. Especially the meditation stuff. We really need that. And the CD that will activate your pineal gland and your pineal gland and the other one. I'm getting tired. Yeah, both of them will come up. But your pituitary gland and your pineal gland, those have to be activated, okay? Now, while we got about 7 minutes, I'm also... there's something about the Bible that most people don't know. If you get a King James Version and you read only what's in red that they said, that Jesus said, don't read what they said, only read what they said that Jesus said, it'd be written in red, it will cause you to have a DNA awakening. And you'll be able to deal with things that goes beyond the books. You'll be able to deal with things that Google can't check. That's what I'm talking about. You can't go on Google and check certain information because it's going to be beyond their capacity to deal with it. That's what I'm talking about. So if those of you who don't think it's true, I don't use the word believe, but I think you should try it. You know, a lot of people put their Bibles down, they throw them in the trash because they don't know how to read it. And the book is so powerful. This is how they have conquered the known world with this little book, okay, they call the Bible, okay? And once you learn how to read it, you'll be able to get your power, and we can become just like the queen and the pope. That's what I'm saying. Because that's what they use to get where they're at, okay? And your ancestors left that for you. So they're giving you a watered-down version. On Sunday, I give you more in-depth on that on Sunday at 8 o'clock when you call in. The same number, 516-453-9230. So you call on Sunday at 8 o'clock, and with so many people on the line, I'm going to mention that Brother Mac is on Saturday. He has a show comes on Saturday. to teach about politics and things of that nature. I wasn't going to do any commercials on it, but we got about 5 minutes. So, Mac, you want to take a couple of minutes and tell them about your show?
Well, Brother Elohim, yes, thank you. Legacy of a Nation is my show. And for an hour each week from 6 to 7 p.m. on Saturday, we provide a platform whereby we can talk with each other about ourselves and what has happened to us people. And so in providing this platform, it's interactive, and we can talk among ourselves and talk about such things as being being natives, indigenous, aborigines to the lands of the Americas. We contend that our ancestors were in these lands for thousands of years, even prehistorically, before Columbus came here 500 years ago and pillaged and raped and murdered, committed a genocide. And so we talk about these things because we feel that the awareness of the Aboriginal community, which is us, needs to be raised to the point that we become more aware of who we are and how we got to be the way that we are. And one of the ways that we are is we are a people who have been taught to be individualistic to the point that we compete individually with everybody else. And so, and we do this because we have been trained in slavery and in Jim Crow to do just that, to not cooperate with each other, but to cooperate with everybody else. And so, thank you, Brother Elohim, for the opportunity to speak my piece. By the way, from 6 to 7 p.m. each Saturday, and the call-in number is 319-527-6199. Legacy of a Nation, Saturday, 6 to 7 p.m. every Saturday. Thank you again, Brother Elohim.
Okay, with that being said, I'm going to make my closing assertion, and then we're going to be off the air until either you catch up with Max Saturday or you catch up with me Sunday, okay? And if you have any questions that you need to be asked, just call 215-758-1703 from Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5, and I will be able to answer any questions that you might have, okay? I have walked the path as divine energy today and did not break the universal law of reap what you sow. All energy went out for a divine purpose, and I will reap what I have sown this day. All that I have put out, I eagerly embrace its return. So let it be written, so let it be done. This is just to enforce in you that you are actually divine beings. And that's how you're supposed to be acting. You'll be stepping up into your divinity. Okay? We do assertions instead of prayers because if you're God, who are you praying to? You see what I'm saying? So you're connected to the entire cosmos. So all you have to do is ask for what you want and know that you're going to get it, and it's going to come to you. And don't go back to the asking again. Ask for it with a surety. Know that the universe, through action and reaction, is going to bring to you what you need. That's why sometimes it takes so long, because things have to be manipulated through action and reaction to bring to you what you need at the time that you need it when you're asking for it, okay? With that, I want to say much love. Thank you very much. I appreciate everybody being on the air. I want to thank you for your presence tonight. It was very important that you were here. And we will chit-chat again Sunday and next Monday. Much love.
Much love, big brother.